Salam, everyone. Welcome to the All Religions Unified room. Today is Satsang with Maitreya. Today's date is March 3rd, 2007. The monthly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or not related to the teachings, eternal divine path, to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously. Religious group section, interfaith. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone. Welcome to the mission and our room for monthly satsang. We have sent the last warning letter out to humanity yesterday. I hope all of you received it. So far the feedback has been absolutely great, and everybody have said they have found it very clear and give the message clearly. I want to thank everybody for participating and those who send their feedback to the mission for this letter. But as you can see, eventually the word of God comes through powerfully and consider all the participants' suggestions, those which truly improve the letter. If you have not received the letter, send an email to letter2humanity@maitreya.org and we send you a copy. At this time, we go ahead and listen to the letter, and after that, we discuss it and we take the questions about the letter or anything that related to the mission.
God is calling you, the last call. As Prophet Noah warned people in his time of the forthcoming flood, and Prophet Jonah warned the people of Nineveh of the coming disaster to their city, this is a warning from the Prophet of God, Maitreya, to humanity of the imminent disasters predicted to come at the end time. At the time of Noah, people did not listen to the warning of the Prophet, and they bear the consequence of their decision. At the time of Jonah, people listened to the warning, and the disaster which was predicted to come to them was stopped. This is the way of God. He surely gives humanity plenty of warning and opportunity to divert the disasters coming to them, which is the result of their own doing, going against the laws of the universe. God again is sending this letter to you, humanity, as the warning for our time. It is written to the leaders, those who can make a difference, or anyone who is interested to heed and help to divert the events predicted to come. We hope, as the people at the time of Jonah listened to the prophet, this time humanity will also heed this call, and so we will avert the prophesied disasters at this end time. The choice is yours. These periods of disasters are to purify humanity and guide them to the path to God. These periods of purifications are even more intense at the time of the manifestation of the major prophets. These major prophets are prophesied to come, and they come with clear signs as the chosen prophet. They are the founders of the major religions on earth. In the past, these prophets have sent warnings to humanity and invited them to return to God. Prophet Muhammad and Baha'u'llah sent letters to leaders of the world to make them aware of a new prophet from God on earth. This letter is also to inform you that God has sent a new prophet and revelation to man, a revelation that he has promised, prophesied, would come at the end time. For the last 12,000 years, God has been sending the prophets and major manifestations to humanity with a definite plan, a plan that has been hidden from everyone, even from the great prophets like Prophet Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. What will happen in the final days has been predicted to be terrible and dreadful. This letter is to inform you that we are in that final stage, end time. There is a definite logic behind human history. Indeed, history, his story, has been guided to this point. And now is the time for humanity to know what it is. The mystery has now been revealed. The very base of this final revelation reveals that each major religion on earth has a specific message. Only when these separated messages are realized and put together will the path to God and the kingdom on earth be revealed. This path is called the eternal divine path. So, not only are the major religions on earth not contradictory, but in fact, they are complementary. The miracle of this revelation is this amazing message of unification of God's revelations. This is the last revelation to man, so this call is the last call of God to humanity. This last call is for all to come together and be unified under his banner of truth and unity. That, indeed, there is only one God, and all religions have come from him. There is no separation between religions, and there is only one God for the whole of humanity. Understanding how each of the world's religions have come in perfect order and how each have an important part, message, for mankind is now revealed to man. All these are done so man knows that there is a purpose for this creation and the way to fulfill this purpose is the eternal divine path. By following the eternal divine path, the communities of light can be created and the communities of light are the base for the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is a call to you to come and join me, Maitreya, as the messenger of God with a new understanding of God's work. God has prophesied and promised many things all through history, and he has fulfilled them, as explained in this revelation. He also prophesied the coming of this revelation at the end time, which will clear all confusion and reveals the mystery of God as his last revelation. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. King James Version. Indeed, this is the seventh angel calling you. Recognize this and join me, or resist it, and the consequence of the resistance will be what God predicted to come at the end time. If man will not answer this call, as they did not listen to Noah, there is no escape, and the destiny of man has already been set. God also has revealed. Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. King James Version. Indeed, this is the revealer of the seven seals who is calling you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Maitreya, who is also a Sayyid from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. You might not believe these claims at this time, but read the revelation and the credentials God has provided, and you shall believe. It has been predicted that after the opening of the seven seals, which is this revelation, there will be a period of silence or pause, a chance for humanity to respond to this call. And then comes the day that Babylon the Great, egotistical ways, will fall. The groundwork for this to happen is set, and we are going toward that day fast. It is after this great fall that the coming of the kingdom is predicted and will be accelerated. So we are in between the time that this revelation was foretold to come and the fall of Babylon the Great. As the people of Nineveh averted the disasters from happening to them, we also can stop this prediction if we see these truths and come together. Those who will not heed this call have no right to blame God for what is coming to them, as predicted in the scriptures. He indeed has sent a prophet with clear signs and revelation, a book full of truth and guidance, the light that will bring peace on earth. With this letter, the final call to all the influential people and all humanity is given, and they are asked to turn around and face God, be baptized. The call to all leaders. It is the duty and responsibility of all leaders on earth that they take advantage of this last chance to respond to this call and guide their own people as God wanted them to. They must act now and help create communities of light across their nation and create a proper environment for all, so they, people, can, in turn, answer this last call from God. As a leader, it is the responsibility God is asking from you to create the kingdom of God on earth. Our work is not to bring war and destruction, but peace. It is man who will bring these destructions upon themselves. This warning is not a threat from us. If you believe in God, He has already prophesied in all major religions that these events will happen. If you read our teachings, you will see that God has promised many things in the past, and He has fulfilled them. He also promised, "This shall come true," and so it shall. It is humanity who will bring these destructions to themselves. We are here to educate, guide, and warn. So do not be afraid of this letter as a threat to anyone, but as a warning of the events that will shake humanity to their core and make them realize that God has prophesied these things will come true and what we have revealed is the truth. Then man might, eventually, know that there is a God and He is indeed in charge and is guiding the universe toward its goal. This universe was created for a definite purpose, and God will guide it to its final destiny. He is the one who will bring this awareness to man. If this call is not answered, we will wait patiently until humanity sees these truths. Then all who will remain will come together, and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is the King, the Guiding Light. M. Note, we have listed links to the credentials and supporting evidence for this claim. You will find that God has prophesied and given all the proof that supports this. Indeed, no man can claim this but the one who has the backing of all this evidence. Weigh the evidence and see the support of God. Let us be humble and see the awesome power of God and know that what He has set into motion will succeed. Therefore, be one of the successful ones and accept this call.
Bishop, thanks, Timothy, for reading the letter so wonderfully with his very effective voice. Yeah, I know you're going to say that. All thanks to God. Yes, indeed. That is the way not to have any karma when we let God come through us. This is indeed is the last call to humanity, is the culmination of 12,000 years of history and creation of man in the form he is now has been reached, and the warning has been given to humanity and all of us to consider this revelation and recognize that indeed God had a plan 12,000 years ago, and He has gone through it And this revelation indeed is the last revelation. The seven seals opened and the whole mystery of God is revealed to humanity. Now with this letter we are inviting the leaders of all nations, the leaders of all groups, all religions, all people to come to see the wonderful work of God and humble themselves in front of such an awesome plan, and eventually more and more humanity will let their ego go and let God come through, and therefore we all will listen to the same voice and become one. If we each pull in different direction, what is going to happen is what is happening right now on Earth. Destruction, wars, and egoistical maneuvering with different people to take over others' feeling or religion or understanding or economy or whatever the case is. This unification and reaching to a space humanity can bring there a standard of living even in a greater degree than it is now for everyone. And therefore, we're not just giving a revelation, but we are revealing the way to prosperity, unity, and eventually accepting the truth of God, man, and creation, and the solution to all things that will bring peace and unity is being given. If not receive this letter, send an email to letter2humanity@maitreya.org and we send you a copy. If you have received the letter, forward it to as many people as you can. I'll send mine to everyone in my mailing list. I hope all of you will do the same. This will accelerate and will reach many people. Also, people in the mission have sent this letter, I think more than 400 people, to all the heads of the people in UN. And our members are sending it to everyone who they know. So we have to get this to every person on Earth, no matter where they are. If you find an email, if it's a new email, send it to them. If you have a way to spread it in a greater degree, spread it in a greater degree. Let no one say, I didn't hear this, I didn't know. Of course, we really don't need to do this because God has already revealed that this will happen in His scriptures, in His revelation, through His major manifestation and great prophets. None of them came and say, do whatever you want to do, you're okay as you are, sin as much as you want, and then believe that you're still going to go to heaven. They all said, no, if your eyes defiled you, take it out and throw it away. Discipline, knowing the way of the nature, God, and come to understand that going against the law of nature will not break the law of the nature, but it breaks you against the law of the nature. This is the time for humanity to truly meditate, see the scriptures, see this revelation, to see this warning that has been given to humanity. We can stop this. We can bring this to peaceful end. If we do not come together, if we do not accept this revelation, if we do not see the way of God, He has no choice. That is the law of the universe. Whatever goes against it will create karma, will create sin, will create dark spirits. And it has to be purified. War, destruction, suffering, and the thing has been coming to humanity for the last 12,000 years, unavoidable, because the whole universe has been set up in such a way that it guides man to go to light. If you go toward the darkness, you create karma, you create sin, you create a situation that you will suffer for it. If you turn around and go to light, of course, God is always there for you. You are facing God anytime that you turn around from the darkness. It has been true all through history. Anytime humanity listened to the prophet, to the warning that he gave to them, they avoided the disaster and destruction. Anytime they did not listen and they did not turn around from their selfish and egoistical ways, they suffered the consequences. Hopefully in this time humanity is more intelligent than before. They are more educated. They can read the scriptures. There is no major scripture in the world that has not revealed of coming of these days. And all of them have predicted of coming of the last days. We are in those days. Wake up. It's time to really wake up and say, yes, it all makes sense. Seven seal, Revelation, seven angel, coming of the line of tribe of Judah. Mystery of God is finished now. No longer time to lag behind. This time is not the time if a sheep fell off from the flock, we will go after them and bring them back. This is the time of sundering. If the sheep fell off, means the sheep has not been meditating and progressing for the last 12,000 years. It is too late. The train will go, will continue the journey. So meditate and see this clearly. This is from God. God indeed exists. And he set up the rules. No longer you say, that is my opinion, that is the way my culture is, that's the way I think, that's the way I've been brought up. We have to create the culture of God. We have to turn around and see his ways, his opinion, his ideas. What did he reveal in his scriptures, the way we should live? How did he create this universe that guide us to go back to God and experience the oneness with God? This is the time. We will see. If what we say will come true, of course, you have to be blind to not see that many things happening on earth that pointing out of the preparation of great disaster coming to man, from the weather, from the wars, from the way humanity have gone away from God's ways. All the signs an intelligent person needs to say, wow, really, something is happening on this earth. We have to look for solutions, and you will not find it anywhere but in the holiest of the holies, though the last testament. It is only this book which revealed the mystery of God. It is only this book which fulfills all the prophecies and clearly explain how God has been guiding humanity for the last 12,000 years, and our satsangs and our writings and supplements and everything that's been given clears how the problem of humanity can be resolved. And it is very simple. Communities of light. The more we resist creating communities of light, the more we stay away from the communities of light, the more leaders will not listen and will not create the communities of light, the more the disaster will be. Community of light is based on the eternal divine path. An eternal divine path includes all the religions of the earth they all have come from one God. There is no separation between religions. There is not such a thing as this revelation is superior to others, or those, this revelation is better than others. Do not listen even to your religion, but to God. What your religion says, or what preacher tell you, is different than what God says. God says nobody knows the truth or the mystery of God until this revelation, until the seventh revelation, which will come with clear signs. If you are not from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the branch, you cannot bring the last revelation or the seventh revelation of God. If you do not have the last revelation, you cannot be the chosen one. You don't know the eternal divine path to be able to follow it, to become a chosen, a paravipra, a leader, a teacher, a child of light. God's way does not change. He does not send someone from the sky and he says everything is going to be okay and everything is going to be okay. If he could have done that, why he didn't do it in the first place? When he find the first time he find the darkness, why he had to wait, go through the creation and history and come to this point, and now says, I'm calling my elects, those who have progressed. He would snap his finger at the time of finding the darkness, and that would have been it. It would be light, and we all would have been with God, and that would have been the end of the story. But the free will of man is not breachable, cannot be changed. You have two choices, and it is your choice. Absolutely, you can make that choice to go to light or God and turn around and say, no, I won't. I will go to world, to the darkness. And when you choose to go to the darkness, nobody can do anything about it but you. No one. That's what the darkness was in the beginning. Therefore, now, this letter, make your mind. The time is up. I know a lot of New Age preachers that they make you feel good, but no major prophet, no real revealer of God's word ever came and said, do whatever you want, you're okay. If you want to listen to the false prophet and say, yeah, God is love, do whatever you want, still he's going to love you. Yeah, has some truth. You see, God loves your essence, because your essence and him are one. But if your essence have become dark and going against the law of the law of the universe will apply to you too. If you see a preacher that make you feel good, it is not the word of God and is not warning you and not showing his way. If they say it's all within you, God will not send any Messiah or prophet, that is not what God said. God clearly says, I will send seven angel, seven revealer. So we have to mature up. We have to truly see how he has done it through history. Or they say the Messiah should be perfect. His eyes should work, his body should stay okay for the duration of his life. Moses stuttered. God had to choose his brother to talk for him. Prophet Muhammad was illiterate, couldn't even read or write. We can see how humanity is wrong with their own ideas and opinions. Even Moses became old and eventually had to give up the leadership of the children of Israel to Joshua or Yahshua. So we have to throw this concept, those misunderstandings, our cultural biases, religions, dogmas out and purify ourselves and purify our environment and purify our nations, our cities, our family, our religions. If they don't listen to you, go to another person, to another possibility. You cannot spend your time worrying what my family did not listen to me. If you're hanging into your family, still you haven't recognized that your family is God and those who follow God's words. Of course, family are important. Love them, help them, do whatever can make them comfortable, preach to them, teach them. But if they didn't listen, your destiny is with God. He is your real father and mother, and brother and sister and a cousin and all that. And of course, the member of his communities are your real families. In the comings of light that the true family will form, and the parents will bring the children up with God's Spirit and teach them how to meditate, awaken their spiritual forces, experience the stillness between their breathing in and breathing out and breathing out and breathing in, and realizing the vibration of God within, and stay with them all the time. If an anger, if an imbalance came to them, they will stop, they will go to that place again and listen to the word and become still and know the answer from God, instead of succumbing to their passion and fears and attachments and become angry. As such, children can come together, get along, solve problems, and create an environment that more people can meditate, more people can experience God. And therefore, they direct that energy to create a better community, a better environment for themselves and for other people. The approach is not selfish. Only me, if I can get enough, that's all is needed. But how I can make the community prosper, how I can make the community become more godly and meditative. As Gandhi said, there is enough for everybody. When there was 2 billion people on earth, they said, this earth cannot support 2 billion people. Now we are 6 billion people again, they say, it's been supporting it from 2 billion to 4 billion to 6 billion. It cannot support 6 billion. That's not the plan of God. The plan of God is to create so many humans that they can go to live in other planets, to spread out all through the universe until all the dark souls are turned around and go to God. And there are countless of them. So you see, those people are afraid of think they know God's plan. They don't know there is escape. Why God in this time let us be able to go to space and explore other planets? Because it's the time. It's the time we go to space. Indeed, space exploration should be one of the priority for humanity and making the other planets livable so they can have enough resources and also take polluting industry to an inhabitant planet, so Earth go back to its original pristine environment. You want to stop the global warming? Here's your answer. Therefore, God has revealed to humanity all the answers they need to create the communities of light, the kingdom of God on Earth, unpolluting the Earth, create an environment that is holy, pure, clean, based on God, and wonderful communities, based on pure couples and wonderful children. Somebody was saying it's a utopian idea. It's never going to happen. Not my idea, it's God's idea. He said His kingdom will come on earth. It's not the philosopher's idea. It's not Pluto saying this. Even Pluto was inspired to see a glimpse of the communities of light. Of course, his time wasn't the end time. His time wasn't the time for coming of the kingdom. This time is. We have seen all the signs necessary for anyone intelligent enough to decipher the saying of God, this is the end time. Humanity can go ahead and live the way they were, continue wars and destruction, but God has given them an opportunity now. It is asking the leaders, don't think the way you used to. Create communities of light in your nations. Accept this revelation as the revelation of God, the last revelation that has been prophesied to come. Come together and be under the banner of the truth. A banner, of course, is the greatest sign. A banner that reveals the unity of our religion. Some people say every revelation finished the previous one and it's superior to the one came before. Why? Why God just didn't give the whole thing in the beginning and says, this is my revelation? Right? You have to send a portion which is not perfect and then send another portion which is a little more perfect and then send another one a little more perfect. It just doesn't make sense. But if he says that there's going to be seven revelations and he sent each of them and they complement each other, then that makes sense. QZAA have a question. So he has been in our website. Actually, he has translated our first page to Persian. So we let him take the mic. Go ahead, QZAA.
Thanks. First thing to say is that I am honored to be in the company of people who ask for peace and unity of mankind. My question is actually not about the teachings themselves. My question is about the letter. How do you feel the reaction to the letter might be from the people you send that letter to? How optimistic are you about the outcome? You know, since the recipients are mostly leaders and politicians who are too much engaged in diplomatic issues, do you think that they would actually heed your call? Thank you in advance for answering the question.
Very good question. In fact, I'm very pessimistic if they answer it. But that will not deter me from doing what God wants to be done. Indeed, the only prophet that was listened to was Jonah, who went to the city of Nineveh and told them that God sent him as a messenger to tell them that because they are so wicked and they are going against God's will, such a disaster will come to them, and they all repented, put sackcloth on, sat on the ashes, Even the king took all his clothes off and put sackcloth and sat on the ashes. They even put sackcloth on their animals, and they all repented and cried to God and say, sorry, you are right, we are wicked, we repent, and they turned around, and therefore the disaster was stopped. From 134,000 plus prophets that have come to humanity, they have listened only to one. How optimistic can I be? One over 134,000 mathematically is almost equal to zero. But you never know. Maybe there are some leaders and some people who truly see the signs. Indeed, the two nations already have declared that Christ is their leader. If they see the vision, if they recognize indeed this is from God and what they expect to come is already here, they might respond. As the people of Medina responded to Prophet Muhammad and came to him and said, come and become our leader, and Islam indeed started after that. Who knows? Maybe there are nations that they are waiting for this, and they will come. Such a nation we will take off this world and will use the resources to preach this teaching to every other nations, and more people will hear it. In fact, I count on people more than I count on politicians and their leaders. We had a group called World Unity Forum. It was a group of the people who were the head of different organizations, and all of them preaching unity and peace. And around probably 30, 40 of such leaders were invited with a wonderful man that really wanted to see the peace come. And we were also invited to their meeting. From 40, we end up probably around 8, 9 of them who remained in that organization and thought process. These 9 couldn't get along. They were even afraid to share their mailing list with each other. It was very clear that each leader wanted his or her way. So there, my conclusion was, reaching the leaders is probably harder than reaching the heart of the people. It's people who will see this vision, come together, and eventually tell their leaders that we don't want to follow the way of the old. We find something new, better, which works much more than the old ways. But at the same time, you never know. Maybe humanity has matured, and many will hear this letter and see the power and the truth in it, and they turn around. In fact, my son said when he read the letter, there was a chill went through his body. I said, you should have felt that chill. Everybody should feel that chill. I don't think God created the creation and the history, and at the end it says, okay, now we're not going to do it. Unless we don't believe it is the end time. Unless we don't believe this is the revelation from God. Unless we don't believe God promised that this will come, and we say, no, it's not there. Of course, it's the law of perception. When you don't want to see it, you don't see it. But the truth of it is, this is a revelation God is going to send at the end time. This is the opening of the seventh seal. It is a revelation God said to almost every prophet that there is going to be a revelation at the end time will be more than anything before it. Indeed, some people say if all the other revelation put together is equal with 2, this one is the rest of the 27 is 25. And we agree with them. Read the teaching, read the revelation. More truth have come through this revelation than any previous revelation from God. So to answer your question, simply it had to be done. It's not that we expect anything come out of it. As usual, I'm not attached to the result. Whatever I do, I'm compelled to do. It's not something really logically makes sense. But it had to be done. The very start of the mission logically would not make sense. Because when I start this mission, they were 50,000 Americans with MBA in Iran, had jobs and had great salary, and my family and everybody begging me to go because it was so hot for the job market. And then I'm telling him, no, I'm going to start this mission. So you can see, you can look at this thing logically, but seeing the vision is what we're asking of humanity. We are asking humanity to see God indeed prophesied, said this thing is going to come. If you want to be in the winning team, if you want to be one of those counted at the last stage, you have to accept this. There is no other religion or revelation that you can accept and say, still you're going to go to heaven. No, this is it. I know. Other religion also says, yeah, our prophet said the same thing. No one goes to the Father but through me. We are the chosen one. No, we have the last word. But none of those religions have the scriptural proof that God said only the seventh angel, the seventh revelation will reveal the mystery of God. So we have actually the backing of the word of God. This is the last revelation of God. This is it. If you have other religion, ideas, or opinions, you're not going to go to God. It's not going to make it. This is only what's going to make it. And that's the message humanity have to see clearly. And that's what we are trying to do. We're trying to send this message to every human on earth with the letter, with email, with talking to them, with the preaching to them, with having contacts everywhere. Become a contact. Tell people of your place. But of course, if it's not dangerous to your being. We know there are nations that are adamant that they have the last word, and therefore they do not tolerate other people's preaching. So we do not expect them to respond. But at the same time, people who see this vision come from such unexpected places. They come and help. Even you yourself come from nowhere and help to translate the first page to Persian, which is fantastic. Or we have another brother coming from Russia in Moscow and say, I want to translate this in Russian. We have never knew him. As Christ said, we send the seed. Some of them fall into road and are destroyed. Some fall on a stone and never root. But some of them fall in a fertile ground. And they give 50, 70, 80, 100% fruits. And that's what God actually said. You know them by their fruits. If they're not giving fruit, they cannot be elect. If they give fruit, even a little, you have to say, indeed, God sent me another fruitful one. So God has revealed to us very simple ways to recognize and realize who has seen the vision, who hasn't seen the vision, who is dedicated, who is not dedicated. And therefore we go with his words. But our salvation is God promised many things in our teaching and he has fulfilled them. And he promised this tribulation will come and eventually the kingdom will come and earth eventually realizes the seven seal and the seven revelation. And that's our salvation. That's why if the leaders come or not come, doesn't make difference to us. It makes difference to them and humanity, not us. It's not for our benefit. It's for their benefit, for humanity. I hope that answers your question. Again, read the letter. Contemplate on it. Send it to everyone you can. Translate it to as many languages as you could. Send to your leaders. Send to the leaders of churches, mosques, synagogues, Brahmins, and anybody in any position. Send those people that aren't in any position. They're just regular human that they're looking for the truth. And let them know the dreadful day of God is approaching fast. The safest place is in the Communities of Light. In New Mexico, maybe, one of the safest places. But I'm sure there are other safe places all over. Start creating Communities of Light. Start joining the Communities of Light. We will see. If I am true, and what I'm saying is the truth, it will come true. If it doesn't come true, then I'm another false prophet. But if it comes true, and we did not listen to this warning, for many will be too late. Ponder on these words, read though, understand our teaching, see indeed God has given no doubt this is his last revelation. No doubt, no doubt whatsoever. If you see the revelation, you should open up the book sealed with the seven seal. If you see the genealogy, the genetic makeup, anything you look at, you know, God has made it this time absolutely clear, this is it. I leave you all to God. Be good and let God's Spirit come through. Get rid of any fears. Go where the fears to follow you. Salam, everyone.